making it today.
谢谢你们的来到。
Wasn't easy.
不容易哦。
Can you hear me?
你们能听到我吗？
Can you make me a bit louder, please?
让我的声音再大一点好吗？
Hi. Hello. Welcome, everyone.
欢迎大家。
Welcome, everybody.
非常欢迎你们。
Today I will be finishing the series on your identity.
那今天呢，我们会做最后一个这个系列的讲座，就是关于身份的。
We're going to talk about God's will and purpose for your life.
所以今天要讲到的是关乎神的旨意和目的在你的生命中。
It's probably one of the most common questions people ask.
这个可能是很多人问的最常问的一个问题。
What's God's will for my life?
神对我生命中的旨意和目的是什么呢？
What's God's purpose for me?
神对我的目的到底是什么？
All of us want to know, isn't it?
每个人都想知道，不是吗？
Amen. So hopefully today we'll clarify.
所以希望今天我们能把这个问题弄清楚了。
First, you've got to understand there is a common purpose and a common will for all of us.
那首先你们需要明白的是，我们有一个共同的旨意和一个共同的目的。
If you understand that, it already becomes more clearly.
如果你已经明白这个，那这就容易明白了。
And then the scripture becomes clearer.
然后圣经呢，就会觉得更容易明白。
So God has a will and a purpose for all of us, the same one.
那神对你我有一个共同的旨意和目的。
For man.
对所有的人。
For Christians.
对所有的跟随者。
Then God has a specific purpose for individually.
那对我们每一个人的个人而言，神也有他的个人的旨意和目的。
So there's a corporate will and purpose, and then an individual.
所以我在这里强调的是，我们有一个共同的旨意和目的，也有个人的旨意和目的。
So obviously, we are more interested in what's God's will and purpose for me.
当然，你们可能最感兴趣的就是关于个人的了。
And then often you mistaken if you look through the Bible and you find God's common will and purpose, thinking that is the only one for me.
那这样子就会造成一个误解。你看圣经的时候，其实你看到的是神的一个共同旨意和目的，可是你却以为那是给你自己一个人的。
So what is God's common will and purpose for all of us?
那神对你我的共同旨意和目的是什么？
Let's start with God's will.
让我们来看看神的旨意是什么。
What is the primary will of God for all of us?
看看神对你我的最重要的、首要的旨意是什么。
Believe it or not.First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3 gives us the answer.
直接在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章三节就可以看到明显的答案。
For this is the will of God.
神的旨意就是。
You see, Paul knew that you're going to ask that question.
保罗似乎知道你就要问这个问题。
So he gives you a black and white answer.
所以他就这么黑白的、这么清楚的给你看到。
What is the will of God?
就让你明摆着的看到神的旨意是什么。
The answer is your sanctification.
就是关乎你的成为圣洁，你的成圣。
God's will is for all of us to be sanctified.
神的旨意就是让你我都成为圣洁。
And that's why he mentions that you abstain from sexual immorality.
所以才这里提到了要逃避淫行。
So that's just an example of how God wants to set us free.From various things that bind us, that makes us impure.
逃避淫行只是其中的一个例子，代表了神多么想让我们从各样的罪行当中走出来。
Because Hebrews chapter 12 says, these things weigh us down.
因为希伯来书十二章教我们，这个是我们负的一个很沉重的累赘。
Paul talks about running a race.
保罗呢，有提到我们要赛跑。
You see, running the race in life is not just to finish the race.
那赛跑的目的不是只是为了跑完而已哦。
But to win it.
而是要赢了这个赛跑。
Amen. You know, most people compete in order to win, not compete in order just to run around.
很多人要去比赛赛跑，为的就是要赢。要是你连赢都不在乎的话，你就是去那乱跑吗？
You see, living on this earth, walking with God, is some of it is quite hard.
那在这个世上生活又要跟神同行很难。
But it's all worth it when we are rewarded with the crown.
但是当神给我们这荣耀的冠冕的时候，我们就觉得哇，原来一切都值得了。
So God's will for me.
所以神
for us,
神对你我的共同旨意。
What is it?
是什么？
That we are all sanctified.
就是要你们成为圣洁。
Remember this.
记得这句话哦。
You will find that the Holy Spirit is at work every day, every moment.To do one thing.
你知道 圣灵一直在你的生命工作中每一时每一秒都在做一件事情。
You see, we Pentecostals think that the only thing that the Holy Spirit does is signs and wonders.
那灵恩派的人总是只觉得好像哦，神做的就是神迹而已。
The next verse tells us.
但是下面的一个经文告诉我
们 How is he going to do it?
告诉我们神要怎么来成就。
In verse 7, in that passage, in 7 and 8,
在同样的这一章里面的第七节到第八节说
For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness.
神召我们本不是让我们沾染污秽而是要我们圣洁
Therefore, whoever disregards this, disregard not man, but God, who gives us his Holy Spirit to you.
所以那弃绝这教导的不是弃绝人而是弃绝那把自己的圣灵赐给你们的神
Have you ever wondered why the Holy Spirit is called Holy Spirit?
你们有没有想过为什么圣灵的名字前面一定要讲是圣洁的灵呢
What a name
这么好的名字
One is to distinguish that he is Holy Spirit not evil spirit
第一是让你们确信这是一个圣洁的灵不是一个邪恶的灵
But primarily it's because he is holy
但是最主要的是让你知道他的特性就是圣洁
Not only is he holy his name describes his job
他不光是自己圣洁他连他的名字都是名如其人就是圣洁
So Jesus means salvation, right?
所以耶稣的名字叫做救恩
And his job is to save us.
所以呢，他的呼召就是去救人
So the Holy Spirit is to make you holy.
所以圣洁的圣灵为什么叫圣灵？是因为他要使你成为圣洁
And that is through sanctification.
所以成圣就是一个工作了
That's why God sends the Holy Spirit to us.
这是为什么？神会要圣灵来到你我当中
Not only are we born again
不光是为了让我们重生
Not only are we baptized and empowered
不光是让我们受圣灵的洗
But he also sanctifies us
但是更重要的是要来使我们成为圣洁
And in Pentecostal theology we call it the three graces of God
在五旬节教会里面我们叫三种恩典
Being born again
重生
Baptism of the Spirit
被受圣灵的洗
And the sanctification of the Spirit
还有圣灵的成圣使我们成圣这是讲到的三个圣灵的工作
Amen Because it is God's will for us to be sanctified The Holy Spirit makes that happen
是神的旨意想让你我成为圣洁那圣灵的工作就是为了这个目的
God does not want us to walk and live in this life weighed down by bondages, sin, immorality All these thingsprevent us from experiencing God.
神最不想看到的就是我们在这个沉重的一生背着沉重的包袱罪的缠累道德的缠累等等这我们不能活出神给我们的丰盛
And it ultimately also it is a hindrance a barrier to fulfill God's will for you individually.
所以这种沉重的负罪的负罪感的这种重量使我们不能够去真的成就神给我们的旨意
Amen. And so we know His will.
所以我们现在知道神的旨意怎么回事了。
So what is His purpose for all of us?
那我们先来说，那神给我们的共同目的是什么呢
？In Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
罗马书八章二十八节。
And we know that we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according.To his what purpose?
二十八节说，我们知道万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。看到旨意两个字，目的。
So when we quote this verse, God has a purpose for all of us.
当我们引用这个经文的时候，你们可以看到旨意、目的这个词。
And everything that happens to our life works towards this one purpose.
所有生命中所发生的事情都是冲着这个旨意和目的去的。
Amen. It's primarily interpreted that way.
所以最重要的旨意就是这一点。
All things work together for my good in order to fulfill His purpose. What is that purpose?
这个事情说的万事互相效力，为了让你我得益处，但是要按照他的旨意。那他的旨意是什么？
It says here in the next verse, for those whom he foreknew also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son in order that we might be the firstborn amongst many brothers.
所以他的旨意就在下面二十九节讲到，因为他所预知的人，他也预定他们效法他儿子的模样榜样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
So according to the Bible, God's will for you is to be sanctified.
所以圣经教导我们，神的旨意对你我就是让你们成为圣洁。
His purpose for all of us is to be like Jesus.
那他为你我的一个制造的目的是什么呢？就是去像他儿子的那个榜样。
So every day in our lives, for all of us,These things are happening.
所以在我们生活中的每时每刻都是为着这个目的，就有各种不一样的事情发生。
Many activities, things are happening in your life in order to bring you into God's purpose.
你生命中所发生的任何事情都是为了这个同样的目的来效力的。
To be more like Jesus.
为的就是让你我更有儿子的榜样。
Isn't that true when you look back at your years of a Christian?
那你来回想一下你当基督徒曾经的那些年月。
All the lessons that you went through.
以前你的所有的福气。
Isn't it that God wants you to become more like Him?
不管发生了什么，是不是都让今天的你更像主了呢？
So our experience confirms that.
所以我们自己的经历也再次确认真是这么回事。
But know that it is God's will for you to be sanctified.
但是要确信确信的知道，神的旨意就是为了让你我更加圣洁，
and that you become more like his son.
让你我更加像主耶稣他的儿子。
That's our corporate will.
这是我们共同的旨意。
All of us are the same.
你我所知道的共同的旨意都一样的。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, what is God's will for me?
那你现在想知道，对于我个人而言，神的旨意是什么呢？
What is God's will for me?
神对我个人的旨意和目的是什么？
And so in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 it says,
我们来看看以弗所书二章十节。
For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
我们是他所造之物，在基督耶稣里创造的，为要使我们行善，就是神早已预备好要我们做的。
So when you ask this question, what did God create me for?
那你会一直在问神造我干什么的，为了什么目的？
Amen. We ask God, why did you create me for?
是不是你常常问这个问题，神，那你为什么要造我？你造我的目的是什么？
Why do I exist?
为什么我会存在在这个世界上？
Here he says, created.
看到我们这里就有讲到说我们是他所造之物。
In Christ.
是他所造之物在基督里。
Notice the word created.
我们是所造之物。
So God's supposed answer for us is God created you in Christ for what? Good works.
所以神对你的回答就是，是的，你是所造之物在基督里创造的，为的就是要行善。
So in other words, God created you and me.Individually for good works.
那神创造你，创造我，他的一个个人的目的就是让我们行善。
To do good works.
行善。
Things that God wants you to do.
行的是神给的善。
Amen. Not evil works.
不是你觉得的，或者是那些邪恶的善。
But good works.
是神说的善。
So all of us, the will of God is to sanctify.
所以对我们共同的目的而言，神就是要圣，使我们成为圣洁。
His purpose is for us to be like Jesus.
他的目的就是为了让我们更像他的儿子耶稣。
But individually, we are to do good works.
那个人呢，我们每个人都要做那已经行好的善，已经预备好的善。
And Paul's command is walk in it.
所以保罗在这里对我们说，就让我们直接走入到这种预备的工作当中。
So the question we have, the correct question we have in our mindWhat is that good works that God wants me to do?
那你现在应该该问的问题就是，那这个行的善到底是个什么样的善事呢？
Hallelujah. Now that we've separated what God's will for all of us, now we can understand oh, he has a specific role for me to play.
我们现在已经明白了，神对你我有一个共同的目的。那除此之外，对我们还有一个个人的行善。那这个善功是什么呢？
Amen. And that is where the conflict comes.
那这个就是矛盾冲突所在了。
There's God's good works for me.
神呢，对我有一个所谓的行善的工作。
And then there's good works that I want to do.
那我的里面呢，还有一个我自以为的，
I want to do.
我自以为的所谓的善事。
And so Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21 sums it up very clearly.
所以呢，箴言十九章二十一节就给我们看到这一点。
When we grow up, we have a plan.
当我们长大以后，我们自己就有一个行善的计划了。
And this is not wrong; it is right.
我们觉得是好的。
We should all have a plan.
我们觉得我们都应该有一个好的计划。
We need to decide what we want to do. I want to be a scientist. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a pharmacist.
每个人都在为自己做决定。我要成为一个药剂师，我要成为一个医生，我要成为一个科学家，等等等等。
So when we grow up in our minds, we have plans.
所以当我们长大了以后呢，头脑里就开始有各种计谋计划。
So verse 21 in Proverbs 19 says, many areThe plans in the mind of a man.
所以啊，二十一节才会说人心啊多有计谋。
But praise the Lord.
但是感谢主。
But it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand.
但是唯有耶和华的筹算，也就是目的，才能成就。
You may have a plan.
你也许自己有自己的筹算。
But God has a good works for you to do.
但是神却有他的筹算。那才是善功给你的。
According to Proverbs,
所以看到箴言，
God is cleverer.
神那更聪明了。
He is sovereign.
他是最有主权的。
He will guide you.
神要让你来带领你。
Into His purpose.
带领你进入耶和华的筹算当中。
If you love Him.
如果你爱主。
If this is what you want to do.
如果是你想做的。
See, many of us don't have to worry. Oh God, what is your purpose in my life?
所以每个人都在问主啊，你在我生命中的目的是什么呢？
What is the good works that you want me to do?
你要我做的善功是什么呢？
The joy of being a Christian is to discover that.
那作为基督徒的一个很大的喜乐，就是去发现这个答案。
Because it is in walking with God do you discover it.
因为只有在与神这样同行的亲密同行中，才会真的找到这样的答案。
See, God knows what he's doing.
神真知道他在干什么。
It's not the destination that he's interested in, it is actually the journey.
神最看重的不是你要去的那个目的地，而是你去目的地的那个过程。
The journey, walking with God, as he talks to you, as you fellowship with him, you begin to discover who you are.
与神同行的这个过程，会让你慢慢的认知自己。
Like last week I said it, through the Word of God, through meditation, through fellowship with the Word of God, you begin to understand.
就像我们上周所说的，是借着神的话语，在慢慢吃神的话语的时候，你才慢慢对自己有认知。
To know who you are.
才慢慢知道你自己是谁。
And to discover your purpose.
才开始找到你的目的。
Amen.So don't look at it as a frustration or anything. Look at it as a privilege, a joy of being a Christian.
所以看到这句话不应该是一种失望的感觉，而是满心喜乐的庆幸自己是基督徒了。
Once I become a Christian,
当我成为基督徒时，
it's a delight to discover the heart of God for me.
是如此大的喜乐去发现神在我生命中这么美好的计划。
And when you discover it, you go, really? Do you really see me like that?
当我们发现的那个计划的时候，我们才很震惊地说道，真的吗？你是这样看我的吗，主？
And often, you find that it's opposite of what who you think you are.
然后常常呢，你会发现，等你所发现的这个启示以后，跟你自己以前所谋算的是相反的。
But then to discover who you are and your purpose, you're like a fish in water. It begins to be natural to you.
那你想发现你生命中的这个目的，就像是鱼想在水中游一样的这么自然，是一个很自然的一种渴望。
Amen. You see, there's a person called Randy Kay.
有一个叫 Randy Kay 的这样的人。
He wrote a book called Dying to Meet, Jesus.
他写了一本书呢，就是说，真的是死也想见耶稣。
Only a couple of years ago.
就是几年前他写的。
The reason why I like this book.
我很喜欢这本书的原因是
because Randy Kay is very similar professionally to me.
因为 Randy 这个作者呢，跟我自己的经历很相似。
He works for a pharmaceutical company.
他也是为一个医药工作来，在医药的行业在做事。
And he was a vice president of a very large pharmaceutical company.
他也是一个副总，在一个最大的一个医药公司。
So you could say he's a professional.
你可以说他是一个职业人士。
A very successful one.
他是一个很成功的职业商人。
But one day, because he had an illness, he died.
但是有一天他生病了，死了。
And when he died, he went to heaven.
他死了以后去了天堂。
Now you can believe his story or not.
你可以选择相信这个故事，或者不相信。
I choose to believe him because when you read it, it's one of those stories that's more believable than some wacky.You know, person who's visiting Jesus every other for breakfast, dinner, you know, going to heaven 40 times a day. That sort of testimony.
我之所以相信 Randy 的这个故事呢，我宁可相信他的故事，也比相信那些乱说的每天呢一天三餐呢都能够上去见见耶稣的这种搞笑的事件。
And also, what he described, a lot of things are biblical.
然后我发现他所说的事情其实跟圣经有很多吻合之处。
Be careful when you listen to people's testimony who so called being caught up in heaven.Meet with Jesus, play snooker, and then come back.
你们千万是要小心，有一种故事啊，就是有人说，哎，我上过天堂了，我在天上跟耶稣打了桌球，然后我就下来了。
Or you know, sitting on next to the Father's throne.
或者啊，我上去了，我还坐在天父的右手边坐了一会儿，然后我下
来了。You read the scriptures.
如果你读圣经的话
，It's not possible.
根本不可能有这样的事情。
God will not violate His own word.
神不会他自己违背自己的话语。
There are certain things that are biblical.
有些事情是合圣经的。
And there are certain things that are not.
有些事情真的是违背圣经的。
That's why certain testimony fit the Bible very well.
所以有一些见证，他们似乎是吻合在圣经里面的。
And this is one of them.
那这个我就很喜欢。
I believe.
我自己个人在相信着。
But listen, yeah.
你们来听听看。
So, God said to him, "You haven't fulfilled your purpose."
So 神呢就对。这个人说你还没有成就你的职业。
At that time, he doesn't even know what his purpose in life is.
那个时候他说我连我自己的人生的目的都还没搞清楚呢。
In his book, he mentioned the word purpose 142 times.
在他的那本书里面他提到了目的这个词142次。
So I encourage you to read it if you want to understand a bit more about an example of someone discovering their purpose.
所以我是很鼓励你们来读，看看这里面有一个这样的榜样，当人真的是想去明白他的目的，人生目的。
So before Jesus sent him back, he asked Jesus.
所以在耶稣基督让他回到地上之前，他问耶稣。
And I'm quoting from his book.
我在这里读他原话。
From page 169.
读这本书169页的原话给你们听。
Dear Lord.
他说亲爱的主啊
Why can you not reveal my purpose to me now?
你为什么不现在就告诉我我的人生的目的呢
Because he wants to know his God's purpose for him.
因为那个时候他就觉得很想知道了
Remember I say you've got to discover it.
你记不记得我刚才有跟你们说你们会自己去慢慢发现
Now if you believe Jesus' reply really is from Jesus, it's quite revealing about the heart of God.
那你们知道 当耶稣基督这样说话的时候他是想要把父神的心意彰显出来。
So Jesus said to him,
所以耶稣这么说话了。
My dear child,
他说我亲爱的孩子呀。
Each person in the world must discover their purpose each day.
每一个人在这世上每一天都要发现他当天的目的。
In other words, Jesus is saying you got to understand each day has a purpose.
换句话说，你每一天都有一个目的的。
Amen.
Amen.
If I were to reveal your purpose in full,
如果你让我现在一窟窿全都告诉你的话
leaving nothing to question,
让你完全都没有自己有任何问题再去寻找的话
you would not rely upon me.
那你就不会再依靠我了。
You would be tempted to accomplish your purpose without me,
那你就
会 by relying on yourself instead of me.
那你就会急着靠着你自己的本事去成就这个人生目的，你就不再要我了。
Seeking your ways and not mine.
你就开始寻求你自己的方式来成就，不会找我的方式来成就了。
Do we have examples of that in the Bible?
我们圣经里面是不是能够看到这样子的例子啊
？Moses.
比如说摩西。
Amen. Trying to do it his way.
他自己想按照他自己的方式来做一件事情去成就。
And then not killing someone.
然后最后没想到还杀了人。
And then Jesus went on to say,
然后耶稣继续说,
Each of my creations in the world is created with purpose.
说我在这世上所造的一切都有一个目的的。
The problem with my beloved is that they tried to get ahead of my purpose.
可是我所爱的人,他们总是想走在我的前面。去成就这个目的。
To do it according to their understanding, apart from my leading.
他总是走在我的前面，想按照他们自己的方式去做，而不是依靠我的带领。
I desire, therefore, to keep my beloved dependent on me.
所以我决定，我让我这些我所爱的人都来依靠着我。
Within each moment.
在每时每刻都需要这样的依靠。
I know this frustrates many because they do not.Fully trust me.
我知道这样子的事情会让很多人很失望，因为他们还不能完全的信靠我。
You must trust me.
你必须信靠我。
And continually seek my revelation.
来继续来寻求我给你的启示。
However, so that you will not only know your purpose, but also that you will be empowered by my spirit.To fulfill your purpose.
只有这样，不但你会发现你的人生目的，而且你还会在我的给你的圣灵里面，借着圣灵的大能来完成这个目的。
Hallelujah. So why is it that God doesn't tell you your purpose straight away?
所以现在有了答案了吗？神为什么不马上把人生目的告诉你呢？
Oh, but many people want to tell you.
但是有很多人会想告诉你哦。
Especially so-called prophets will tell you your purpose.
那些自认为自己是先知的人，他会来告诉你神对你说的。
God's purpose is for you to marry me.
哦，神对你的旨意就是让你今天嫁给我。
Some crazy thing.
然后会给你讲一堆其实跟神的旨意无关的事情。
He says God does not tell you now because He doesn't want you to fulfill it yourself.
这里面讲到神不跟你提早说的原因是不想让你走在神的前面自己想法子去成就
He will gradually tell you.
他会慢慢的一点一点的启示给你看
So that in each day you trust him.
所以每一天每一步你都在信靠着他
So in order to discover your purpose in life
所以你要是想发生你自己人生的目的的话
Walk with God.
你就要与主同行
He will tell you bit by bit.
他会每天一点一滴的给你启示，让你知道。然后你就会继续的信靠着他。
You will get there.
你会走到目的地。
The Holy Spirit will empower you.
因为圣灵会给你这样的能力。
You will learn to depend on God.
你会开始真的学会怎么依靠神。
Having walked with God all these years, one thing I discover.
与神同行的这些年，我认识到了一件事。
God wants me to trust Him so that He can empower me.
神想让我完全的依靠他，所以他就会，他才能给我能力。
You know, we spend many years learning about God.
我们花很多年去慢慢认知神。
In order to discover,
为了就是去发现
that I'm absolutely useless.
发现原来我是这么无用的一个器皿。
Without Him,
如果没有神的话
that's wisdom.
这个才叫做智慧。
The more you study.
你更多的学习
The more you know God,
你更多的认识神
The more you realize,
你更多的就会意识到
Who he is,
他到底是谁
And why you need him.
为什么你如此的需要他
Amen. When I was a new believer,
当我是个新基督徒的时候
I thought I could win the world for Christ.
我以为我可以为耶稣赢整个世界
For Christ.
我可以为了耶稣去赢掉整个世界
Without him.
我还其实是根本就不靠耶稣
Without
靠自己
his help.
不需要耶稣的帮忙的
Because my understanding, I will do it for him.
因为我的那个时候的错误的认知是我要为他做
But the older I get, the more I realize.
但是年纪越大，我越发现
I can only win the world.
我只能要赢得世界的话
As a partner, as a co-worker of Christ.
除非我是跟耶稣基督同工才赢得了
It is I who follow Christ, not Christ who follows me.
是我跟随耶稣，不是耶稣跟随我的计谋。
We used to make a plan and pray like mad.
我们以前呢就会是有一个计划，然后就为着那个计划使劲祷告。
For God to bless my plan.
然后说神啊，你要按照我的这个计划来祝福我。
But as you grow older, you realize.
但是当你慢慢成长以后，你才发
现。I need to pray like mad.
我应该自己祷告
In order to discover his plan.
我要祷告去发现神的计划是什么
Amen God can accomplish your life's work for him in one day.
神可以完全的就是成就他的计划在你们生命当中。
But it might take you a lifetime to prepare you for it.
但是对于神要预备你来成就的这个事情，可能是一生这么长的时间。
Amen. But in a practical term,
但是比较实践性的来说
，to help us to have the right mindset.
让我们有一个正确的思维。
Lauren Cunningham came up with a very, very good way of understanding and discovering. Give you some idea how God is thinking.
那 Lauren Cunningham 这个人呢，就能给你一点点启示。
Do you know who Lauren Cunningham is?
你知道我所说的这个人吗
？He's the founder of YWAM.
他是 YWAM 的这个机器人启发人。
It's a youth with a mission. Every year, they send thousands upon thousands of young people into missions all over the world.
他是一个年轻人的一个事工的一个启发者，他会发很多的年轻人去为他为神做事工。
I've met so many good ministers and so many successful people who are all being as a YWAM missionary.
我有认识到的很多的神的使者和神的一些做工的人，他们其实都是从 YWAM 这个事工团队出来的。
Amen. So praise the Lord for that ministry.
所以感谢神为了这样的一个事工。
So if you are young, if you have a heart for mission, go and test them out.
如果你还是一个年轻人，然后你又有心去侍奉神，那你去试一试这个事工吧。
In 1975,
那在1975年的时候
，when he asked God, how can he advise the young people about what to do with their careers?
他当时问神说，我怎么样来帮助这些年轻人关乎找工作这个事情呢？
Because think about it, when you are young, when you're doing your A levels, etc., you want to know what subjects do I need to do.
那当你还是一个年轻人，还是一个学生的时候，你最想知道的就是，那我以后要选什么样的专业呢？
What you want to become?
你想成为一个什么样的人呢？
So mothers and fathers, listen to this.
那父母们，你们更是要侧耳倾听这件事情哦。
Can it be that God wants us to choose particular subjects and go into particular jobs as part of your ministry?
那神会不会有一个旨意，让我们一定要选择一个特别的专业，或者做一个特别的工作，才去成就神的一个事工？
The answer is yes.
当然是。
So what he did, he divided, he looked into the, you see,The key for the Christians is to be light and salt into the world, right?
那做基督徒的关键就是作为盐和光在这个世界上，是吗？
That's another word for being an influence.
那换句话说，就是在这个世界上要成为一种有影响力的人。
Or influencer.
或者是成为那个影响别人的人。
Amen?Now, if you don't influence the world, others will influence the world. And look what happened to our society when we don't influence it.
如果你不影响这个世界，还等到别人来影响这个世界的话，那你就可以知道为什么这个世界是你想象的这样可怕。
It affects our daily lives.
这个会影响到我们每天的生活。
Who is impacting our lives?
谁在我们的生命中的冲击力最大？
It's the people that are in charge of the media, in charge of the culture, in charge of the government.
是那些管辖各种文化、管辖各种媒体、管辖政府的这样的统治者。
So where did God want you to be then?
所以那神为什么让你
to be salt and light?
那神为什么还这样对你说，让你到世上当盐当光呢？
It's in the world.
因为要在世界上。
So he came up with the concept of seven mountains.
所以他呢，就当时有一个启示，讲到了七座大山。
Now many some people criticize that, but I find it very useful, especially for young people.
有人呢也是大肆的批评这个道理，但是我倒是觉得对年轻人会挺有帮助的。
What he done is that he divided seven areas that influence our lives.
那他当时呢有把这个世上的有七种可以影响到我们人的事情分开了。
Amen.Number one,
第一
the church.
教会
Number two,
第二
the family.
家庭
Number three,
第三
education.
教育
Number four,
第四
government and law.
政府和法律
Number five,
第五
media.
媒体
which includes TV, radio, newspaper, internet.
包括电视啊，网上啊，看电视啊，等等的，报纸啊，等等。
Number six.
第六。
Arts, entertainment, sports.
各种娱乐活动，运动。
Seven.
第七。
Business, science, and technology.
商业，电子运动，还有。
Now these seven mountains, doesn't it sound like different departments of a university?
那你不觉得这七个大山好像听着像是大学里面的七个部门吗？
You see, each mountain represents an area that God could use you to influence the world.
那每一个山都是可以成为一个契机，让神来使用你，在那个上面有影响力。
Why not choose that subject that God has given you the gifts for?
那你为什么不按照你自己所有的那个天分去选择呢？
Give you the desires for.
你的天分就是你心目中已经有的一个渴望。
Why? So that you can become successful in that mountain, conquer and become top of the pile.
因为这样的话，你就可以变得很成功，在那座山上，可以成为山顶上的那个人。
So that you can set the policies.You can set the culture for our society.
那你在那个山顶上，你就可以成为那个统治者。你可以去设定一切的计划，一切的方式都按照你的想法来转了。
See, in the past, in England, the dominant culture was Christianity.
那曾经在英国最大的统治的一个宗教就是基督教。
Because in those generations, they conquered all the mountains.
因为那个时候的基督徒，他们都站在这个山顶之上。
But in our generation, one by one,
但是我们现在这一代呢，却不是。
The Philistines got up to the mountains and began to kick the Christians out.
就像腓力士人，他已经占领了山顶上，然后把基督徒一脚踢下了山。
And then put a Goliath on every mountain.
然后他们把这个大巨人放在了每一个山顶上。
And now we're all moaning.
然后我们所有的人都开始抱怨呢。
We have to do this. We have to do that.
我们要为了他们做这些，
做那些。We can't even preach Christ without getting arrested.
我们竟然是连就传福音都不行，要不然
还得被抓。What's the problem?
那你看到这个问题所在吗
？God needs soldiers.
神需要士兵。
To promote in these areas.
在这些山顶上往上走。
Amen.All of us, if you look at yourself clearly, you are geared up towards one of these mountains.
所以你们来认真来认真自己看看自己是哪一座山上，你们再往上面爬。
Some of us more than one.
有的时候你们生命中可能有不止一座山哦。
So therefore, pray.
所以你们要祷告。
Pray God.
祷告神说。
What mountain do I belong to?
在哪一个山上是你所设计的
？Which mountain do I need to fight your battles?
我在哪座山上来为你征战呢
？Amen.Hallelujah. Some of us are called to the church.
有的人去教会。
To fight the theologians.
他们
fight the wrong doctrines.
在跟那错误的教导跟各样的神学家争辩。
Others are called to education.
那也有人他们的呼召是进入教育行业。
So they don't teach weird things.
所以他们不会进入一种错误的教导。
Today we have this problem because that mountain has been conquered by another giant.
那我们现在的问题就是这个大山上面已经住了一个巨人，山顶上的那个巨人他在错误的教导。
But every generation needs to fight its battle.
但是每一代人都要在这些山上面去征战。
With God's help, we can still reclaim each mountain.
那要靠着神的帮助和依靠他，我们才会再重新站到这七座山的山顶上。
Joseph did that.
那约瑟做了这样的事情。
Daniel did that.
但以理也做了这样的事情。
Daniel lived amongst the most wicked nation, Babylon.
但以理当时在巴比伦国，是在一个特别邪恶的国度。
Babylon, very occultic, very wicked.
巴比伦是一个非常邪恶的国度。
Yet he God promoted him to the top so that he influenced the kings.
但是他却一直被提升到了山顶，最后可以影响他身边的人，国王、宰相等等。
Your covenant with God.
所以你与神也有个约。
Is when you if you know what God wants you to do.
如果你知道神对你的呼召了。
If God is faithful to promote you there.
如果神按照他的信实把你放到了山
顶。Your covenant with God.
那你就有神的。
Will you be faithful?
有神的约，你会一直这么信实的走下去吗？
If God gave you a big business, if God made you rich, will you be faithful?
如果神给你一个很大的生意，你会仍然这么信实吗？
Or are you going to collect all the money, collect all the success, and stay quiet?
或者你会拿上了所有的钱包，然后安安静静的给自己活？
Do you know if you Google very quickly, where is the majority of the wealth in the world? 70%, more than 70% is with Christians.
如果你去谷歌搜索一下，说这个世界上的财富都在谁的手中，你会发现70%的都在基督徒的手中。
So how come our culture is like this?
那为什么我们的文化成了这样的呢？
You see, all of us need to stand before God and know that we've done our part.
所以我们每个人都需要站在神的面前，知道我们做到了我们的本分。
So God's good works,
所以神所说的善功
could be for you to be a successful entrepreneur.
也许你是一个成功的企业家，
a successful evangelist，
你是一个成功的传福音者，
a successful teacher，
你是一个成功的老师，
that he can promote，
然后他可以让你一直上升，
who's willing to offer their lives，
你们会完全愿意把你们的生命交托给主，
allow all the harassment， all the criticism， but get there， trust God，
带着各样的阻拦，各样的批评，但是你们仍然在被提升，一直信靠着主。
So it's important to pray.
所以很重要的是来祷告。
What does God want me to do?
是神，主啊，你要我做什么？
You see, before this, everybody thinks, oh God, the only way I can serve God is in the church. No.
很多人都会误解。
Six out of the seven is outside the church.
很多人都会误解啊，我要侍奉神，我就得在教会里头侍奉。其实不是，六到七中间有六个都是在教会外面服侍的。
Not only can our children can have a successful career, but they can impact their society.
那如果我们的孩子们他们真的有一个很成功的一个职业，他们在他们的职业场上可以影响很多人。
The problem is when they get there.
但问题是当他们真的到了那个职业的成就。
When they become the CEO, when they become the vice president, will they have?
当他们到了山顶成了那个最强统治者的时候。
The spirit of David.
他们是不是还会有那大卫的灵？
Daniel.
但以理的心
to stay strong,
仍然在神面前站立的稳呢？
Or to become one of them,
还是却成为了他们其中的一位？
That is where the battle is fought.
这个就是我们所征战的。
That's why our church needs to pray.
这是为什么我们的祷告，我们教会一起祷告。
Not only for God to raise up people in the church to serve.
不光是说在教会里面有神来兴起人来服侍。
That we will play our part.
我们会又做我们的本分
to help the young people to become strong.
帮助这些年轻人更加的强大起来。
Amen. You see now, you begin to see where we can belong.
你们现在可以看到我们所属的地方了。
That doesn't mean you neglect the church, right?
那我也不是在说你们就不要管教会的事了哈。
You can still be a successful businessman and still lead a cell group.
你仍然可以在外面成为一个成功的一个生意人，但是你仍然带着一个小组。
But the point I'm trying to make is,
我的讲的要点是
don't just look into the church to find your purpose.
不要只是在这个教会当中去找你自己的目的。
And God has raised us for good works.
神让你我是做的是善功。
Now, for me to close, I want to.Talk about one more thing.
那结束前我们再讲一点。
What will upset God more than anything?
让神最难受的会是什么事情？
It's all nice to know God has raised me up, God has given me purpose, I'm going to discover it.
那你们现在觉得都听了很好，神啊，让我慢慢长大，让我发现他的目的，这个都很美好。
But there's one thing that really upsets God.
但是有一件事情会让神特别难过的。
Is when you know what you need to do.
就是当你已经知道你的目的是什么了。
But you don't do it.
你却不做。
Not because you're afraid. Not because you're lazy. It's because you are afraid.
不是因为你懒，而是因为你害怕。
No faith.
没有信心。
And so we to close this series, we say.In Numbers chapter 13, verse 32.
所以我们来看看《民数记》十三章三十二节。
God delivered Israel from Egypt and about to enter the promised land.
神呢，从出埃及，让以色列人出了埃及，现在马上要进入迦南美地。
They chose 12 spies.
他们呢就选了十二个探子。
To send them into the to spy out the land.
让他们去来窥探一下 那个所探之地，
迦南之地。You know God's purpose.
来知道，你们要知道神的目的。
Because God's purpose has already been told to Abraham and many generations now that God wants to give them a land.
那神的目的也讲得很清楚，早就跟先祖已经讲过了，就是要给一个迦南美地。
And God confirmed it with signs and wonders to deliver them from Egypt.
神竟然用了各样的神迹奇事，让他们从埃及走出来。
It cannot be clearer than that.
真的是不能再清楚了。
So if you are not clear about your purpose, there's a advantage.
那如果你们还不知道你们的目的是什么的时候，那可能有一个好处。
Because if you're really clear,
因为如果你一旦知道你
要做什么，then you really have to do it.
那你就真的是要行动了。
That's why it is a discovery process.
这是为什么你们慢慢发现
，Your faith needs to grow.
你们在慢慢发现的途中，信心也会慢慢成长。
So that you can accept God's will.
所以当你会完全的去接纳神在你生命中的呼召。
Amen.Hallelujah. So they send the 13 spies, the 12 spies out.
所以12个探子出去了。
They all came back.
他们都回来说。
10 of them.
他们十个人都说。
Gave a bad report.
说那个迦南地有多么的不好。
Because they saw it was a great land.
他们看到的是一个很大的地。
But all they can think of are the giants in the land.
但是他们眼中所看见的全是那个地里面有好多巨人。
You see, God...Tells us to go to a particular mountain.
那当神如果对你我说去一座特别的山上
，to do a particular job，
在那个山上做一个特别的工作
，and you are clear about it，
然后你自己也很清楚要做这个事情。
It may take you a while to realize, but you're now clear.
你曾经可能花了很长时间慢慢发现，但你现在清楚了。
Your reaction is, "Am I afraid?"
你下一个问题就是我害怕做这个事吗
？Do you trust God or don't you trust God?
你是相信神呢，还是不相信呢
？Is he?And here in verse 32 it says, So they thought to be people of Israel a bad report, and the land that they had spied out, saying, The land though which we, those, my eyes,
which
we have gone to spy out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people we saw in it are great.
三十二节，十三章三十二节，民数记，就是探子中有人向以色列人散布有关窥探之地的谣言，说我们所走过、所窥探之地是吞没居民之处，并且我们在那里所看见的百姓都是身材高大。
Verse 33，
继续看三十三节。
And there we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak.Who come from the Nephilim, and we seem to ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seem to them.
33节说，我们在那里看见了巨人，就是巨人中的亚纳族人。我们在自己眼中像蚱蜢一样，而且在他们眼中，我们也确实这样。
Chapter 14, verse 3.Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives, our little ones will become a prey. Would it not be better for us to go back to Egypt?
14章3节继续说到，耶和华为什么要把我们领到那地，让我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子和孩子必成为猎物，我们回埃及去岂不是更好吗？
You see, we are all going to be confronted.
我们都会有碰到巨人。
Do I believe God called me to do this?
我相不相信神真的叫我来到这里了？
But then there's a
fear. 然后心中的惧怕就开始。
Wow, how can I do it? It's impossible.
我怎么能做到这个事情？肯定不可能。
Everybody will be against me.
所有的人都会来反对我的。
I haven't got the money.
我也没有足够的钱财。
I haven't got the talent.
我也没有这样的天赋。
If I do this, it's suicide.
我要做这个，那岂不是跟自杀没有区别了吗？
So what will we do?
所以我们怎么办？
Let me stay as I am.
那我还不如就待着这儿，像我平时那样就好了。还是让我打返回去吧。哎，我还是要回家当我自己的谦卑的厨师吧。
And then God will lack one more soldier.
然后神就少了一个士兵。
You then will not fulfill.
然后
God call you.
你自己的人生目的也没有成就。
Amen. It's like a flower that never quite blossoms.
就像是一个花，但是一直没有开放。
It's like a branch never quite gives its fruit.
就像是一个枝子，从来都没有结过果子。
So at the end of the day, we see What kind of tree are we?
所以到最后我们才会发现我们自己到底是一棵什么样的树。
What kind of flower am I?
我到底是一种什么样的花。
We will never know.
我们都永远都不会发现。
We never give it a chance.
因为我们从来没给过那样的机会。
We've gone back to Egypt.
然后我们又回到了埃及地。
And then you hear the sermon.
然后你开始听到我的讲道。
And then Joshua tells you.
然后你听到 Joshua 跟你说。
Hey!
要祷告。
Know your identity.
要知道你的身份。
Seek the Lord.
要寻求主。
Yes, hallelujah.
然后你说 Yes, hallelujah.
But the giant is too big.
然后，但是那个巨人太大了。
And then you say in verse 4.
然后你就说第四节的话。
Then you say to me in verse 4.
然后你在第四节这样对我们说。
And they say to one another, "Let's choose a leader and go back to Egypt."
第四节说，那他们彼此就说，我们不如选一个领袖，带我们回埃及去吧。
Stop talking about this identity. Stop talking about any of this.
不要讲这个身份。
I just want to be a normal Christian so I can go on to church on Sunday.And don't give me any pressure.
不要再给我讲这些大道理了。我就想当一个普普通通的每周日去教会的基督徒就好了。
Let's choose another pastor.
那我们再换一个牧师吧。
You see, that's the options we've got in life.
这就是我们生命中的选择。
But you only live once.
但是你只活一次哦。
Amen. You only go to uni once.
你上大学也就一次哦。
Why don't we seek the Lord?
为什么我们不寻求主？
For ourselves,
为我们自己，
and for our family,
为我们家人，
for our children,
为我们的孩子，
so that we can guide them,
让我们可以带领他们，
not only into a successful life, but success in God.
不光是说有在世上的成功，更是在神里头的成功。
Because the Holy Spirit has the giftings,
因为圣灵会给我们恩赐，
the wisdom,
会给我们智慧，
to impart to you,
让你的灵在你的生命当中。
Amen.So that when you are successful in your job, you're not only just enjoying all the fruits of it, but you are in a place that God wants you to be. Like Joseph and Daniel were in a place of influence.
所以你如果在你的工作单位上变得非常成功，那你就可以像在但以理一样，在你那个职场成为一个很大的影响力。
You're now the chief executive of the BBC.
如果你是 BBC 电台的最大总裁的话。
And then somebody says to you,Shall we ban Christianity?
如果有人跟你说，那我们要不要啊停止基督教呢？
You say no.
你说不要。
You understand?
你懂吗？
If you're not there,
如果你都不在那儿的话，
what a good idea.
那别人就会说，好主意。
If you're not the headmaster,
如果你不是校长的话，
shall we teach our children this?
有人说，那我们来教我们孩子这些事情。
No, we've got to teach them the Bible.
我们说不，我们要教他们圣经。
Because we are a Christian church,
因为我们是一个基督徒的学校。
Amen. If you're not there,
如果你不在的话，
I suppose we need to be progressive.
那我们就会讲说这个要慢慢进步。
Inclusive.
我们会也会被不再包括在里面。
Because if I don't, I might get fired.
如果我不这样的话，我要是不按照他们所说的做的话，我就失去工作了。
Ask Daniel that. Oh, if I compromise.They might kill me. No, he still prayed. They chucked him in the fire. He still survived.
看看但以理,
in the lion, he still survived.
看看但以理的榜样，他有没有妥协呢？当他们让他妥协的时候，他没有，宁可被丢进狮子坑都没有妥协，还继续祷告。
How did he survive?
他是怎么样活下来的？
Not through his education.
他不是靠着他的教育活下来的。
But by his prayer.
他是借着他的祷告活下来的。
By his trust in God.
他是靠着他对神的信靠。
By the supernatural intervention of God.
靠着神的神迹的发生。
That's why we, if you,That's why we need to see supernatural intervention in your job, in your position, in your business.
所以我们要在你的生命当中、你的工作当中、你的生意当中看到神属灵的干涉。
Because God can keep you there.
因为神可以一直把你保在那个宝座上。
God needs a Daniel.
所以神需要但以理。
That trusts him.
这样子的信靠他。
And where did Daniel get his faith from?
那但以理的信心从何而来？
He learned it from his forefathers, learned it from the priests and the prophets.
他从他的先祖学到，从他的牧师啊，先知啊，从这些人身上都学到。
Amen. So this concludes what I wanted to say to everyone.
所以今天我们总结的话语是。
I hope you pray.
我希望大家继续祷告
Seek after the Lord,
来继续寻求神
and clarify for your own purpose,
把自己的个人的旨意也找到
and also for your children.
还有为你自己的孩子们
Amen. Let's enjoy our in Christianity.
让我们一起来享受在神里面同行
and see the world and see our neighborhood people who work with us up turn the world upside down.
我们看到我们的邻舍，他们会让这个世界变得整个翻转过来。
Or right side up.
或者你把它又翻回来。
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father.
天父啊，我们祷告。
We love you.
我们爱你。
We bless you.
我们祝福你。
I ask you, God, that you bless every person here today.
主啊，我们祷告你来祝福我们当中的每一位。
Make our lives count.
让我们的生命真的有意义。
In our jobs,
在我们的工作当中。
Increase our influence.
来增加我们的影响力。
Help us, O God.
主啊。
To be able to pray for our workmates.
帮助我们来为我们的同事们祷告。
Our pupils.
还有我们的学生。
That our prayers may impact their lives.
让我们的祷告真的能够影响到他们的生命。
And in our friendship,
然后在我们的友谊当中。
And under our influence,
我们也可以成为那有影响力的人。
May Christ be known.
愿耶稣基督被知道。
May the glory of God be shine through our lives.
愿你的荣耀在我们的生命中间彰显出来。
Even when we say nothing,
就算我们什么都不说的时候。
We live for you, you will speak through our lives.
主啊，就让我们只要为你而活，你都会借着我们的生命来说话。
Help us to be light and salt.
主啊，你教带领我们成为你的光和盐。
Bless every child.
主啊，你来祝福每一个人。
In our church.
在我们教会当中，
Let every single one of them, O God.
每一个孩子。
Be blessed with success.
让他们生命中真有的成功。
And let every one of them.
让他们每一个人。
Become David, Daniel, and Joseph.
成为约瑟，成为但以理。
Let them live for you.
让他们的生命是真为你而活。
Speak for you.
能够为你而说话。
Shine for you, Lord.
能够为你而发光。
For Lord, this is our identity.
主啊，这是我们的身份。
This is our purpose.
这是我们的目的。
That we may live our lives for your glory.
让我们的生命为的都是成就你的荣耀。
And through the church.
然后借着教会。
Through our jobs.
借着我们的工作。
May the gospel be known.
让你的福音真被听到。
May the world know.
让世界知道。
May our neighbors know.
让我们的邻舍知道。
That Jesus is alive.
耶稣基督是活着的神。
And that we all need him.
我们都需要他。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Let's all stand.
让我们一起起立。
Just spend a few moments right now.
我们花几分钟的时间。
Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you.
让圣灵来对你说话。
If your child is with you,
如果你的孩子在你旁边
or not with you,
或者也不在你旁边
pray for them,
为他们祷告
say Lord,
说主啊
help me to guide my children,
帮助我来带领我的孩子
to encourage them,
来去鼓励他们
to be in the right profession,
在一个正确的你的带领的工作当中
the right careers,
在一个正确的职业里面
Lord,I pray that you guide me in my business.
主啊，你来带领我，带领我的生意。
To take it to the next level.
让我能够提升到下一个阶段。
Because God,
主啊，
you have a purpose for me.
你在我的生命中间有计划。
I bow my knees before your throne.
I know my life.
举起双手。
Let's lift up our hands.
举起我们的双手。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊。
Come upon us, Lord.
在我们身上。
Come upon us, Holy Spirit.
来到我们当中。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，帮助我们。
Let your glory.
让你的荣耀。
Jesus Christ be manifested in our life.
让基督的荣耀在我们身上彰显。
Lord, not only will you bless us.
主啊，你不仅是要祝福我们，
Help us to bless you,
让我们也能够来称赞你，
and serve you, Lord,
来侍奉你，
your kingdom.
是你，你是我们的王。
Pray, Lord,
主啊，我们祷告，
that this vessel of ours,
让我们这在地上的这个器皿，
may be offered up to you,
可以完全的交托于你，
may be for your glory,
为着你的荣耀的旨意。
Help us to all discover who we are.
主啊，你让我们来认知到我们自己。
What you made us to be.
让我们知道你我们所造之目的。
And for the good works that you have planned for our life.
还有你在我们生命中间已经预备好的那个
善工。Father, we say.
主啊，我们说。
Take your place in our lives.
在我们的生命中，愿你的旨意被得
着。May our lives, O God, be in fellowship and in followership with you.
让我们的生命一生都是与你同行，与你团契的这个美好。
You are the master.
你是我们的主人。
And we are your servants.
我们是你的仆人。
Help every one of us here today.
主啊，你让我们每一个人都知道。
To live that out, Lord.
能够让这个生命的光活出来。
Be your disciple.
能够成为你的跟随者。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you have any prayer requests.Please come forward.
大家请坐，如果你们有任何代祷的请求可以到前面来，谢谢你们的来到。